Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 13th through the 17th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Tell me if you relate and if you had one of those days where it feels like everything is stacked against you. It's like Murphy's Law. When it rains, it pours, and it seems like everything is out to get you, and you are in this negative perspective mode where everything feels like it's against you. The kids are fighting, and the house is a mess, and you just feel agitated. You use the blender, and you accidentally didn't put the lid on, and it just like explodes all over, and there's a huge mess, and the phone is ringing, and everything, just one thing after another, and then you get some news that you have other things that you need to attend to, and you feel really overwhelmed, and everything feels like too much. Well, I want to share with you just a recent story that literally just happened today and this morning, and what helps me shift out of that. So, welcome to my podcast. If you're new here, I'm so happy that you are listening to this show. And I want to share with you that something that just happened today. Well, first of all, this is my week before my cycle. Everything always feels a little bit tougher and extra overwhelming and more challenging. And emotionally, I feel like I have this internal state of agitation. Like it's just my normal state. And then I feel more tired. And I want some alone time, and things are a little bit more tricky. The kids had no school yesterday. It's a Saturday right now as I'm recording, and Sunday everybody's home. I don't really get that time to myself like I normally would. And everything just feels a little bit more intense. Last night, I had to ask my husband for help. I said, please put the kids to bed. I was like a 9.5 out of 10. And I told him, I'm like, I'm a 9.5 out of 10 right now. Like my body is shaking because I feel so internally agitated, and I just need to remove myself. And he did, and I was so thankful for that. And this morning, I forgot to set an alarm somehow, and so I got up late with the kids, which normally is not my norm. I want some time to myself in the morning, and everything just felt overwhelming. I jumped into the day with already having a toddler that was screaming and starting to make breakfast. I felt behind on the day, and my husband was still sleeping, which was fine. He usually sleeps on Saturday mornings, and that's the one day a week he can sleep in, which is totally fine. And I was making breakfast, and my daughter wanted to help, and my son wanted to help, and we were making crepes or crepes. How do you make it? That's a Saturday thing that we do on Saturdays. And obviously, it's just taking a lot longer, like at least 2-3 times longer as the kids. And I mean, it must have been at least 20 minutes, if not more, that we were creating the dough for the crepes. And I was putting everything in the blender. I had to, you know, melt the butter, warm up the milk and the water, and then put all the ingredients in the blender and blend it up. Well, I have a Vitamix blender and it's like 10 years old, but one of the settings on there is like super high speed. And then there's the on and off button, and it starts out really slow. And then you can like increase the speed to 10 and then like a super high button. And then if you have the super high button on, like, and if you turn it on, it just like goes up really fast, right? Well, typically, I don't even put a lid on it because I start out the lower speed. Well, I set out the blender. My daughter was standing right there, and she must have, because I always turn it off from high speed when I put it away, but she must have turned on the high speed and I didn't notice it. And so I turn on the blender to blend everything up. I mean, there's like eggs and butter and the ingredients in there. And it just like explodes in the kitchen. I was already feeling kind of agitated and annoyed, and it just like explodes. And it's all over the counter, it's all over the stove, it's all over me, all over my daughter, all over the floor. And I'm like, well, and I just said, "Arr!" That's what I did. And then my daughter's crying, obviously, and my husband is still sleeping. And I was just like, oh my goodness, of course this is happening. That was my first thought. Like, it's just making the day harder. And now I need to clean this up. And now I wasted like organic eggs and organic milk. And now I have to clean this up and then redo another batch. I mean, I had like half of the stuff left in there from what like the normal amount would be. And just like the negative thoughts. And I was already struggling, and this did not make it better. And so then I just like started to cry. And I took my daughter to the bathroom because she had like butter all over her hair, and I did too. And I just got in the shower with her, and I left everything the way that it was because I was at a point where I did not have the capacity to clean it up. Could I physically clean it up? Yes. But if I stayed there, I would have just like melted down and cried even more, and I'd feel really agitated and maybe like throw the towel a little bit too hard. And I knew that about myself. And so I knew that everything could just sit there and I could come back to it later if my husband didn't get to it. But my sweet husband, when I was in the shower with my daughter, he just like cleaned it all up and wiped it all down and, took out the mop, vacuum and cleaned it all up. And so by the time I got out, everything was cleaned up. But, and I was just crying in the shower. I was just emotionally releasing my emotions of like frustration, and things weren't going my way. And then I got out and I got dressed, and I told him like, "Hey, can you please help me clean it up?" And which he would have, right? But by the time I got out there, I see that everything is cleaned up, and that just made me even more appreciative towards him. And he was laying on the bed, and I just lay down on him, and I just like cried. I just cried. And the kids were outside, and then they came in. We live in Florida, so it's nice outside. And then they're like, "Oh, mom, can we watch?" I'm like, "Yes, you can watch cartoons. I just need some time. I needed some time to release my emotions and just cry. Everything just felt like too much. Everything was cooped up." So I laid on the bed with my husband and said, "Hey, can you please just hug me?" I literally asked for a hug because everything just felt like too much. And I just cried. I laid there for like 10 minutes and I just cried. And I just released those emotions. I asked my oldest to keep an eye on my toddler. And the other guys were fine. They were watching stuff. And so I just wanted to share with you, first of all, that I'm human. I still struggle. I do have a hard time during the days leading up to my cycle, usually 6 and 5 days before my cycle. And I keep track of that and I notice it, and my capacity is lower. I did sign up actually this month for a natural hormone balance course to learn how to balance my hormones better. Because I think for me, it's not my stress levels, it's my nutrition that needs to be improved even better. And so I know that that is going to help me. So I'm going to be working on that, and I'll update you with that and see how it's going. And then the other thing is, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the victim mentality. When you feel like everything is just going wrong and it's just stacked against you and life is out to get you, and that's your victim mentality. It's our victim sinful nature where we just want to blame and complain and just project everything on others. And I want to touch on that. So first of all, what is a victim mentality? Victim mentality or victim mode is when you feel like everything is against you. The life is out to get you. The kids are doing everything on purpose. Of course, this is happening to me. Like, that's your negative thoughts that make you feel like you are the victim and everyone is out to get you. And so that was my internal first thought. Of course, this is happening to me. Well, is that true? No, it's just happening. That's what my coach says. She's like, "It's just happening. Life is just happening. Your kids are not throwing a tantrum out to get you. You didn't like forget to, put an early alarm on purpose. Like, it's just happened, right? This explosion of mess in the morning, this didn't happen to do this to make my day hard. It just happened, okay? And what can I do about it moving forward?" And so Victim mode, how do you know you're in the victim mode? Is you have that negative mindset. You feel like everything is out to get you. You are blaming that it's everyone else's fault. Let's say your kids made you yell. Your kids make me angry. You make my day hard. That's when you are in the victim mode. You are complaining. You are blaming that it's someone else's fault, and you are justifying your negative actions. Like if you yelled and screamed at your kids and you're like, oh my gosh, of course, it's their fault, you know, and so that they made me yell. So you're justifying your actions. You are in the victim mentality. And I believe that is our sinful nature. We want to play the victim role. If you remember Adam and Eve and the serpent in the beginning of the Bible, you know how like God asked Adam, where are you? Like, what did you do? And he's like, well, Eve made me do it. He like blame shifted it on her. He didn't take any ownership. Eve is like, well, the serpent made me do it. She's blaming it on the serpent. She's not taking ownership for her actions. That is what the victim mode does. You want to blame it on other people and justify your actions. Well, I was in that type of mentality in the morning. And I know that now, recognizing this, because I do this work. And with a coach that I work right now, Tessa Romero, and I mentioned her before here, she is a mindset coach. And we talk a lot about victim mentality and how to shift out of that. And you state the facts, this was what happened, and I can do something about it. And I'm taking ownership of my actions. So this happened, and I could have put a lid on, and now it's time to clean it up. Like, it just happened. What are you going to do about it? It's not helpful, because when you're in the victim mode, you feel negative emotions, and that aligns with negative actions that you don't like. Okay? And so when I was in the shower, I had the victim mentality. Of course, this happened. Now I have to clean it up. Now it's going to make my day hard. And I literally redirected my thoughts. And I told myself, this happened. And next time, I will put a lid on. I will know what to do better, you know, and I'm going to just clean it up. It is what it is. I don't like it, and I'll get through it. It is what it is. The other thing, so this is one of the things, is step one is to recognize your victim mentality, that you are in the victim mode, and you recognizing your negative thoughts and shifting them. Okay. So that is step one, being aware of your thoughts, negative thoughts, and shifting them. The other thing that I did, number two, is I released my emotions. I cried. I did not suppress my feelings. I felt overwhelmed and I cried. I released those emotions. And there's different ways to release emotions. I have episodes on that, but you move your body, you can talk to somebody, you can journal about it, you can do something creative or cry. But crying is one of them to release your emotions. I released my emotions in a healthy way. The next thing I did after we had breakfast and everything got cleaned up, I changed the setting. My house looked messy. There was a lot of stuff, everything, everywhere. I had piles of laundry that I needed to do. The kitchen looked messy. I needed to change my setting. I changed my setting. I took my kids to my neighbor's pool for a couple hours. I changed the home, the environment I was in. I got out of the house, got in the sun. In Minnesota, when we lived and it was, let's say, cold outside, I would call my mother-in-law and be like, hey, can we come over for lunch? Or I would get the kids outside, or I would just get out of the house, go for a drive. If you can't even go anywhere, just go for a drive. Change the setting, environment. And the fourth thing that I did was I asked for help. I asked my husband for help. I said, hey, can you please help me with XYZ? Would you please help me out with XYZ? I need some help right now. And I would ask my kids for help to help them with certain things around the house. And so those are the four things that I wanted to share with you that I do when I find myself in the victim mentality. And when I feel like everything is stacked against me, in the sense, like when the day is just feels really crappy and one thing after another, and it feels overwhelming and it feels stressful. I'm going to here tell you that if you are overscheduled and overbooked, you will not have the space to do this. This is one of the things I teach in my coaching program, that we need to free up space in your life, that you have white space in your days and in your schedule. Because if you are overscheduled and overbooked, you will not have the capacity, you won't have the time in your schedule to release the emotions. Well, deal with anything that comes up unexpected. Go take a shower and clean up the mess like I did, right? You won't have time to release emotions in a healthy way because emotions need time. You won't have time to change the setting if you have all these things on your schedule to do. And you will be rushing from place to place and you might not even have opportunity to ask someone for help. And so what I want to let you know is that this takes time, right? It takes time in your day to do these things. And having time in your schedule is really important, and having white space and not being overbooked and overscheduled with all these things that are on your to-do list. Also, I wanted to go places with my kids yesterday when they were home to the park, and I wanted to clean the garage today and keep up with it, but I recognize that I'm not in the best mental and emotional space today. And physical space, I feel tired and I am not in the best place to do that. And it would feel more overwhelming than actually supportive. And so right now why I'm recording this podcast is because my daughter is down for a nap. My husband took all the boys to Subway, and I just feel so inspired and I want to talk to you and share with you what helped me when I find myself in a place like this. So if you are finding yourself in a place where you feel like everything is just going against you, one of them is just recognizing step one is that you are in the victim mentality. This is not all out there to get you. Life is not happening to you. It's just happening. Things are just happening. Kids are having hard days. You're having a hard day. You know, somebody forgot to close the car window when it rained. You know, you burned something in the stove. It's just happening. It's just life, right? And just recognizing that if you are a negative mindset, you can shift it. And I can talk more about the victim mentality and the victim mode, but, and we can do more episodes on that. And I talk about that in my coaching program as well, but it's just happening. And what am I going to do about it to help myself? So recognizing that, number two is, and with the number one is recognizing it and changing your thoughts about it. Number two is releasing your emotions. Release your emotions. If you are struggling emotionally, everything feels like too much, take some time to release your emotions. You can talk to a safe person. There's a difference between complaining and venting and releasing your emotions. Complaining is your blame shifting others and you feel like everything out to get you. Releasing emotions is like, I'm having a really hard day right now. This and this happens and it feels like too much and I'm just having a really hard time right now. And I just don't know what to do to help myself feel better. Or I know what to do to help myself feel better, right? So it's just releasing emotions in a healthy way. And then changing the setting, changing the physical environment. If you're in an environment that's stressing you out and feels overwhelming and everything feels like too much in that one day, see what you can do to change the setting. Go for a drive if you don't have any other specific place to go. See if your in-laws or parents are nearby, or get together with a friend. Go to a park if it's nice outside. Just change the setting. Get out of the house if everything feels like that, okay? And then ask for help. Number four, ask for help. If you have your spouse, if you have your kids are a little bit older, maybe you have a friend, maybe you have a mom or a sister that lives nearby and you can ask them for help, ask for help. I ask for help all the time. My kids do quite a bit of chores. I ask my husband for help and ask for help directly versus like, oh, here, help me. Like, hey, I need some help. Would you please do XYZ? Could you please load the dishwasher? Could you please take out the trash? Could you please vacuum? Could you please fold the laundry? Like, give them a specific task to do. And like with my kids, if they say, no, I don't feel like it, I said, I still need your help. Nothing else is going to get done until this is completed. And this is how I do it in my family. Mom, can I watch? Yes, after you do XYZ. That's how I do it in our family. Like, watching is a reward. They need to do their chores first. And yeah. I just wanted to share this with you. It's just been on my heart since like it happened. I'm like, I need to share this with my audience because I think you might relate. I think you might relate. And so if this is something you're struggling with, I want to let you know that I have help for you. I have support for you. I have an amazing program that's called Calm Christian Mom. It's a 12-week coaching program that is truly going to change your life. I'm not even kidding. It is risk-free. It has 100% money back guarantee. If you show up, you do the work, and you don't see the results in your life, I will give you a full refund at 12 weeks. We sign a contract on that. You can get on the call with me. book a call in the show notes. You can with the link in the show notes. You can get on the call with me. Let's talk. Let's talk if my program is the right next step for you. If you struggle with reacting, screaming and yelling at the kids with a negative mindset where you feel you're just like in the negative mode all the time, everything is out to get you and you are just reacting left and right. If you hate looking at yourself in the mirror because of the way that you showed up for your family, you're consumed with remorse and shame and guilt. You see that your kids are repeating these negative patterns that you are saying and you want help and you're ready to do something about it. I'm here to help you, my friend. If you tried the free stuff before, if you tried the books, if you tried listening to free podcasts, if you've tried passive courses and maybe Bible studies and just praying and nothing has helped, I promise you, my program is very different. It is life-changing. It will change your life. So if this is something that you are interested in, I want to invite you to book a call with me. Use the link in the show notes. Pick a time that works best for you. If those times that are on there don't serve you well, email me and we will figure something out. If your husband is interested and has questions about it, have him join us on the call. He can ask me any of the questions about the coaching program. And again, it's completely risk-free. You either get the results or you get your money back. And I know, I'm confident you will get results if you do the work. There's no way around it. Your life will change. And the cool thing is, it's not just your motherhood. Your marriage changes. And you get to pass on these healthy coping skills and emotional intelligence to your children. Your children are taking in everything you say and do. And they're repeating the patterns. If you grew up in a home where your parents yelled and screamed, or they suppressed emotions and dealt with a lot of anxiety and depression, you're very likely experiencing the same thing. If you don't learn how to cope well with your emotions, you're going to pass that on to your children. And they're going to have to do this work. Or they're going to deal with the same things that you're dealing with. You get to decide today if you are going to make these changes. My friend, I want to invite you to make these changes. Mother's Day is coming up. This can be your Mother's Day gift. And actually, it's not just for you. This is for the whole family. Everyone will benefit from you breaking these negative patterns of reaction. Did I struggle in the story that I shared with you? Yes. Did I scream and yell at my family and say anything hurtful? No. I recognized where I was at. I asked for what I needed, and I supported myself in the best way that I could. And I can teach you how to do that. Friend, I'm more than happy to help you. And I'm so excited for you to reach out because I know that you will find a way to do it. If this feels aligned to you, you will find a way to invest and do this because everyone in your family is going to benefit from it. All right. I hope this episode was helpful. And I wanted to share with you one Amazon product that I've been loving lately. And that is something, Epsom salts. Do you like taking baths? I love taking baths. And Friday night is my bath night. And I just had a whole new package that came in of 19 pounds worth of Epsom salts last night. And because I just, you know, I ran out of it. And I use it every time I take a bath. And it's so good for you. It's so relaxing. It's actually lowering your stress levels. It's so good for you, friend. So I'm going to link that for you in the show notes. If you're a bath person like me, you got to get some nice Epsom salts. It's good. It's going to change your life in a good way. All right, friends. Until next episode.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.